Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have positions in full-time sales, but financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week. Attractive benefits package and opportunities.
7 weeks vacation.
Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today. Carson,
thank you. We're going to have to probably cut back on some of the extra comments we usually have here.
Because we're in a pickle. We lost
time,
an hour.
So we're trying to make it up right now.
Just tuning in. Yeah, we were off for the first hour. Thank you for your patience. And
Currency.
Yes, Currency. gocurrency.com/careers. You know what? Even though we were an hour late, we were still doing Bill's Thrills because Bill's Thrills, the people need it. Let's fire it up on a Wednesday. Here we go. Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Nice.
You need help for remodels for your kitchen, the whole house, or more, please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Today is a Wild Card Wednesday.
Wild Card Bill. Wednesday. We're going to roll with that. Wednesday's whippets are today's snippets. Wednesday's whippets are today's snippets. I'm going to go with a short burst of several small stories.
Love it.
These are today's snippets. Card shower. Thank you from my parents. Incredible. They have them all lined up. There's so many cards. It's just incredible.
There's still time.
It's still time. 1113 Reddick Avenue, Great, Nebraska, 68729. But Coach Orlander, if I say this right, coaches in Ponca, I believe, and he's from Newcastle. And he sent, but so everyone sent unbelievable cards. But his thing, being unique, is so cool. He goes, well, I couldn't find a card for 70 years anniversary. So he sent four cards. He sent separately. He sent a 25, a 25, a 10, and a 10.
Nice.
He sent four for to add up to 70.
That adds up to 70.
And he wrote, cool. And he wrote on each card. He wrote on each card. He's a listener from up in Northeast Nebraska.
Okay.
And he sent the cards, but he sent four. I couldn't find a card for year 70, so I did 25, 25, 10, 10.
Who's that gentleman?
That Coach Orlander, and he coaches at Ponca, lives in Newcastle. If you're listening, chime in. We're probably late off that, but I thought it was really cool like that. Here's the next thing that interests me a lot. The lottery is at $1.3 billion. The lottery is at $1.3 billion. All of a sudden, when it gets to a billion, the panic sets in, and I'm getting a hold of my daughter, Sydney. And we're Venmoing her money to get our lottery tickets. Because if it's at $900 million, I have zero interest. But it has to hit a billion before I'm like, okay, let's get involved here. Let's make this thing happen.
Well.
Why would you think that? Why would I have to wait? Why would it's like, okay, you won, but it was only worth $600 million. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Change.
Yeah, I don't want to do
where
that.
Where you're coming
it's
from.
Only, it's, but once it hits a billion, everyone's like, let's pool our money. And it's like the oddest thing ever. I'm texting her last night. When's the next drawing? Well, can you get those purchased? When can you get this done? I never buy lottery tickets. I'm not even looking.
How much did you send? I mean, can I ask you?
It's $1.3 billion right now.
I know that, but so how much would you put
We don't spend much. We're spending like $20.
20 smackers.
Like $20 like that. Well worth
it. Last
there were some winners, some $50,000 winners in Nebraska. I saw that in Neb City had a winner. Somebody else had
a
winner.
Right?
Well, you'd like to get that. That'd be kind of fun. It's just odd to me that that happens. Next thing, football. Drove me nuts. Hilarious. Halftime, Florida State. Remember the energy going on out there? Mike Norvell calls them together at the 50-yard line before they go in at halftime, and he's giving them like a fire and brimstone speech, and the whole team's gathered together. As I'm watching this, I go, not sure why you're doing this. Only six people can hear you. That's it. No one else can hear you. And I'll bet if you went back and still shot at it, the 6 to 8 people that are surrounded by him probably weren't even playing in the game.
Mm.
And I watch this. The people that are in the back, you can't hear him. There's nothing. Whatever he's saying, there's only six
so
to
he
eight
did this
people.
On the field?
On the field. So what they do is, like, okay, it's going to halftime. The whole team gathers at the 50, and Norvell's in the middle. And he's giving them, it must, it, obviously, it was practice. So you knew that they must do this. But the point of it is, there's nobody that can hear him.
It's so loud in the stadium.
No, it's just no. This, you're surrounded. There's 100 people around you. All that can hear you is the first line of people.
Marty, weigh in.
Yeah, Marty, weigh in on this. There's, trust me, nobody can hear him. There is people on the outside have like, what's he saying? What's going on? I have no idea.
Neither has
did he? Yeah. They're all nodding, and he's giving them one of these. Like, and they're showing like they got him going down there. Look at them. Look what's going on
that
down there.
Strikes me as a little for show.
It was a show, 100%. There's no way. It's like, and imagine
Jake.
And now all of a sudden the halftime's just over. You just want to run in. You probably have to go to the bathroom because you've been hydrating a lot.
Yeah.
And so it was just interesting going like, okay, he's got them all gathered around and nobody can hear him.
Oh,
so whatever's being said, nothing can happen.
He still did a good job, though.
Still the incredible job. The last thing was, it was just a snippet that I took from the Baylor-Auburn game. Baylor did like a smoke bomb. The smoke had green and yellow smoke right in front of their student section that they shot off like when the team was coming out. And it was just, the students were basically inhaling this incredible green smoke that was let go.
Sounds
and
healthy.
And at the kickoff, you couldn't see the field. You couldn't see the field. It was just completely smoked out. And I thought it was one of the greatest things I'd ever seen. Then they show the kind, well, here's where it's coming from. And they show the crowd, they show these students, and there is just billowing green and yellow smoke coming out.
Were the students
and
coughing?
In the kickoff, you couldn't see a thing. You couldn't see a thing. It's like
that's
you're playing.
Awesome.
It was awesome. It was like going, imagine what the game day crew, which we do. I don't know, send off these smoke bombs so no one can see anything. If I'm the opposing coach, I'm like, really?
What are we doing?
What are we doing here? We just smoke bomb the whole thing?
And it was green?
It was green and yellow. Yeah, just go back and watch it. Just go back to the game copy and you'll see it. And it was remarkable. Oh, it was so fun.
Waco.
So
it was in Waco?
It was in Waco.
Yeah.
Wednesday's Whippets are today's snippets.
That was good.
Small little things I see.
I think Big Bird comments regarding the Florida State thing. It was also pouring rain at halftime too, right?
It was pouring rain. Absolutely pouring rain. Gathered up at halftime. No one can hear you talk. That's why, like, when you gather at the end of a practice, if you're going to talk to your team on the field, it's always on a knee, semicircle. So the head coach can get up front, see everybody with what's going on.
They
can hear and see it. That there's nobody in that. They have no. And I would. It'd be fair to say if you looked around, it's like going, who are the eight people around him? It's probably like guys that had maybe not even played in the game. I mean, really.
Come on, Mike.
So it's funny. It's humorous.
Funny. But again, I want to say that he did a wonderful job.
Did an incredible job.
Ready.
It always little things. That's my problem. I see too much.
No, you do see a lot.
I don't like it, and it causes it. It's a curse and a blessing.
It's a blessing more than a curse.
More than a curse. Yeah,
it's more of a blessing. Probably there are two young. There's some twin, probably high school boys that bought some lottery tickets last night right in front of me, and they were pretty excited.
Yeah, because they think they might win $1.3 billion. Anything else?
Nels in Montana on YouTube says, I am the same Bill. When it hits a billion, I am definitely in. Before that, not in. It's got to hit a billion.
It's got to be a billion. And right now, it's 1.3. And I mean, what's it going to go to? Like, today's the next drawing. I bet it's at 1.5 or so. Because then people go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
People go absolutely nuts on buying these at this time.
So you're in right now.
I'm in. We're going to be in. I mean, so we're texting Sydney, our oldest daughter, because I really can't count on myself to do this.
Right.
It's too much.
You could do it.
And it's like, hey, and also you can buy them online. You can buy them on your phone.
You can buy them online.
Yeah, you can buy
really?
Them. Yeah, you can buy them on your phone.
I did not know that.
Are you in?
I have not bought any yet. I probably should.
Do you?
I'll leave some money, Jim.
I never have. I never have.
I bought a lot. One time I bought a lot of tickets at once.
Yeah, I've never
years
done
ago.
It.
It's here's my whole thing. It's like, oh, somebody is going to win this thing.
The janitor at the Journal Star was good friends with one of the people from Lincoln. Remember back in the day
when they won that big one?
Yeah.
How much was it?
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
They're doing well, you're saying?
He was doing really well. And he would tell
me. He won it?
He
was
part
of the
janitor.
Group?
No, the janitor was friends, good friends with one of the guys. And it was very interesting.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
How it affected this guy's life.
How did it affect him?
I wouldn't want to get into it too much. It
was he change?
Yeah. It was
odd. If you read the stories.
It was odd,
I would
say.
If you read the stories of lottery winners that truly, it changed, let's say all of a sudden after taxes, they won $100 million or whatever.
Yeah, it's still
$100
million.
There's so many generations. There's so many stories that are horrible.
I know.
That are horrible stories.
It sort of, it got kind of complicated is what it happened.
Yeah, because right away, and then also the same thing, you're getting hit up by 100 people a day from charities and different things. And what are you going to, how
would
you
manage it? Didn't your friendship sort of affect it? That's what you'd always talk about. Like, I don't need anything. But the guy would buy him golf clubs. You know, like, well, you don't have to do this.
Yeah. You know, seriously, I have money for golf clubs.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird.
It's really hard to spend $100 million unless you're just gambling every day and ridiculous amounts of money and stupid things.
But people do lose it all. Yeah. There have been several people that have just went nuts and lost it all.
100% true.
You know, the first thing that I would do, though, I'd build a whole complex. There would be, I would build maybe like 20 homes or like that, all in some great place. And this, so like my friends could all, we could all live in the same neighborhood.
That'd be awesome.
You guys would be in.
Yes. We need you to win.
You need to win.
Come on, Bill. In the lottery.
We want to be in the hood. I've always said every time I go, I want one, if there's one person I want to win this baby, is Duke. Because everyone would benefit. Everyone would benefit if Duke won. I'm pulling hard for Duke.
Would he bring the ice cream machine with him? It's in his basement. He has an
ice cream machine in his basement. That would
imagine going to Duke's house having an ice cream machine.
Yeah,
Duke has an ice cream machine
in his basement.
I want to get back on Duke's good side. We're going to work on it.
Well, there's one thing you can probably avoid saying is don't call him a little man.
Yeah, you did say that.
I didn't. Did I? I mean, I
heard it. I heard it at the bar at Ruhlman's.
He did not like it, but I'm working to get back on Duke's good side.
Get on YouTube TV and just watch the smoke bombs from the Auburn.
Wow.
It was really fun. And get your lottery tickets. It's at $1.3 billion. So
today.
Let me know. Let us know today.
All right. Paul says, I'll be happy to share with the Breakers if I win the lottery as well. Paul,
thank you.
On YouTube.
Paul, thank you. Everything's coming together.
I would just want like $10
million. Yes.
That's it. That's not a huge ask, right? $10 million? Very, very polite of you, Sip.
I'd give the rest away. Right.
Yeah, the amount I'd give away.
$10 million would be enough.
Yes.
Good God.
That is Bill Strill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Go
say it.
He already did. He already.
We only do one range.
Right. Yeah, we can't do it.
We're all off here.
You know what? Yeah, it's been an odd day. The power made us an hour plus late for the show, but we're still going to attempt to play the game show because I have one.
Okay.
Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of Bengals.
No power, because I have
one. Bengals and Joe. We had no song of the day because we're on the air on time. We missed some other things today.
This show's been good, though.
Yeah, it's been really good.
It's been fun.
You had all the
You took
audio.
On Butler and me. That was fun.
I did a little bit. But Finley's not a running quarterback.
Yeah. What was his numbers again?
He's had 46 rushing yards in 6 seasons as a quarterback.
But he's took off 109 times, right?
He had 81 rush attempts for 46 yards last year, or 30
yards. Well, he's taken off, though. He's taken off.
He has. I'm pushing back.
You watch him run. He'll look like Gale Sayers on Saturday.
If our phone lines are working, which I think they are,
they are.
Today's topic is NFL running backs.
Current
running backs. What teams do these running backs play for? You guys
32.
You guys still are 5-0. Since the restart. Yeah.
You always surprise yourself. We'll be okay on this.
If you think you know your NFL, your current NFL running backs, please call us at 402-464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the deck down, Sip and Bill and Trivia. They are 5-0 since the reset. Today's topic is NFL running backs. Not from the 70s, not from the 80s, the 90s, but current running backs.
Earl Campbell retired. Don't pick him.
Still not with us in terms of playing. No. Earl Campbell on the field.
This will be interesting.
He's still with
us. Yeah. He's just not playing football, yes. Okay, we have Jared. How do you feel about NFL running backs today, Jared?
Oh, not too bad.
This is where the fantasy football people kill
us. Yep.
This is where we get crux. If we were in fantasy football, we'd get everyone.
Yeah, 100.
All right, Jared, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for question as always. Jared, what team does Devon Achane play for?
Oh.
Dolphins.
I think I would have got that.
We knew that, Jake.
What was his college, Chip?
Aachen? Yeah. Don't know that. I don't know.
Bill?
No idea.
Texas A&M.
Okay. Devon Aachen.
No idea. Oh, should have known that.
Yeah.
You've covered that.
I think
that
he's
before.
With Jimbo, your boy, back in the day before he got fired.
We got to
All right. Would Trev have known that? Would Trev know that?
I would hope so. I would hope you would.
Sip,
first question. What team does James Cook play for?
James Cook. I know this one. James Cook is one of my favorite backs. He's not a big back. I like bigger backs, but Cook is tougher than holy hell. He plays for the Bills.
I knew that one, too. So that's good.
One tie.
Cook is good.
I felt it very important to pat myself on the back for some reason there. That okay. I knew it, too.
Good job, Bills.
Don't worry about that.
What I sound like now? This is an Arch Manning one. It's just like his deal like that.
Act like
just
a turd.
Yeah.
Act like a turd.
What are you doing?
Compliment yourself that you knew it too? No one cares.
1-1.
Jared, back to you for the lead. What team does DeAndre Swift play for?
The Bears.
Brilliant.
Wouldn't have had it, but
Chicago
I knew the name.
Bears.
But I didn't know the name. Here we go. We need this.
Yeah,
this
you're guy, in play.
This of. Are you in fantasy? He's fantasy football. I know he is.
Jared's a big fantasy.
I like fantasy a lot.
Oh, no. Yeah. Our only chance is overtime then.
Okay. Bills in play. Sip down 2-1. What team does Travion Henderson play for? Rookie running back.
Rookie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so he was the Ohio State guy, and he was drafted by Bill. I'm going to need you.
And he's had a really good camp, too.
He has.
Okay, good.
That is correct.
You're on the right track. How do you know he has had a good camp?
Let's kind of follow that a little bit.
Because you're following which team.
Bill's locked in. Yeah.
Who are you interested in?
I think it's one of these two.
5-4.
Do you know what round he was drafted?
First or second? 3?
Two? Go ahead with the first one.
I think so?
Yeah.
Is it Baltimore? Is it the Giants?
He's on the New England Patriots. Travion Henderson.
Should have known that.
So, Jared, congrats. You're winning bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Yeah, they.
Appreciate it, guys. Love listening to you.
Thank you, Jared.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for sticking with
us.
People could have abandoned the show.
They could have. They did not. They were waiting for us in the wings the whole time. That was Jared.
Jared.
He knew, I bet he knows all 32.
He probably does.
I bet he does.
It'd be a tough battle for you guys there.
We needed overtime.
This is for Bill. Tiebreaker. Derrick Henry has played 9 NFL seasons. How many rushing touchdowns does he have in his career? Derrick Henry, the big horse.
59.
Well, I got it. Can I get my calculator out? Here, I got it. I got it, Jake.
59 is the guess from Bill for Derrick Henry's
that's a good guess.
Career touchdown.
I think it's over that. I got to say it's 90.
106. Okay. 106 touchdowns for Derrick Henry in his
What's
career.
His total yardage at right now? Can we do that
get
one?
Get that pulled up for you real quick.
106. I wasn't even close.
Hang on a second. Derrick Henry.
I knew it wasn't Baltimore. What was I thinking? That was really dumb.
Well, I
okay.
didn't.
Derrick
why did
Henry
we not
in his
know
career
that?
Has this. Derrick Henry has rushed for 11,423 yards. So his first two seasons, he had 5 touchdowns each. Ever since 2018, he has not had a season below 10 touchdowns. He's incredible.
Yep.
And now he is 31 years old.
And the leading rusher is still Emmett, correct?
That's
still Emmett Smith.
Right, yes.
And his numbers are what?
I don't have that.
I just wonder if he can catch him. My question, I wonder if he can catch him. Probably pretty hard. I think he's probably got a couple, 2 years left? What Derrick Henry has done is remarkable. That size of body and the shots he has taken.
I was hoping to keep that music going.
Yeah.
Emmett Smith has 18,355 yards. It'd be tough for Derrick to pass.
Yeah. 18,000 yards in the NFL.
Emmett Smith.
Oh, wow.
Former Florida Gator.
Wow. That is a wow of all wows.
I like that music playing in the background.
I know you do, but it's time to go to break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll talk to Husker Online's Sean Callahan.
Oh!
Next on Early Break in the Ticket.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM First. 93.7 The Ticket.